Are you making design decisions for your home that actually make it look cheap? Today, I'm sharing the top 10 design decisions to avoid that cheapen the look of your home. Discover what not to do if you want to create a high-end look in your home or investment property. Welcome to Design Your Home, the podcast that helps you design and decorate your home with confidence. I'm your host, award-winning interior designer and real estate investor, Sally Soricelli, here to help you create timeless designs that'll make your home or investment property stand out. Thanks for listening. Well, hey there, and welcome to today's design conversation. And this one might ruffle some feathers and bring on some defensive feelings, especially if you're making some of these mistakes that make your home look cheap. But first, I want to encourage you by recognizing that you're doing your best with what you know. I love that quote from Maya Angelou that says, "Do the best you can until you know better. Then when you know better, do better." And by listening to this podcast, you're making the effort to improve and do better. So celebrate that. You can easily make many of these changes and make a huge difference in how your home looks. So let's dive in and see what mistakes to avoid because they're making our homes look cheap. All right, first thing that I see is matching furniture sets. These are not helping us. Now, I understand how tempting and easy it is to buy a matching furniture set from your local store or online. And if you're nervous about your pieces matching and that they work together, then buying a matching furniture set seems like a no-brainer because it's a safe decision that everything will work. But it actually cheapens the look of your home for several reasons. One, it's generic and doesn't feel special or unique. Two, there's no character or personality with matching furniture. And let's be honest, in harsher language, it can just look boring and cheap. We want our spaces to feel collected and curated like they were built over time. There needs to be some dimension and layers to our rooms. And that's true for both our homes and our investment properties. So skip the safe matching furniture sets and mix things up in your home. Moving on to number two is too much put together DIY furniture. And I realize there are different budgets that we're all working with. And this is especially true for my real estate investor listeners who are learning how to design and decorate their midterm rentals or short-term rentals. And I'm not opposed to some put together furniture here and there if necessary. And I even included some in my midterm rental. And I love some IKEA like the rest of us might. But too much of a good thing is never good. Think about candy and junk food. It's fine in small doses, but binging on it isn't good for us. The same goes for our homes. Flat pack furniture or ready to assemble furniture sprinkled here and there is fine, but please don't go binging on flat pack put together furniture. It's too much and we want to do it in small doses, if at all. Let's move on to the mistake number three that makes your home look cheap. That is furniture that's out of scale. Choosing furniture and pieces for your home is a big decision and one that's easy to get wrong. That's why I work with my clients one-on-one or with my students in my design programs. And one of the most common design mistakes is choosing furniture that's the wrong size for your space. Usually I see furniture that is too small, which actually looks kind of dinky and sad in our spaces. I'd rather see you use fewer larger pieces than lots of little items in a space. But in general, you want to make sure to include items that fit the scale of the room. Larger rooms and walls need larger furniture and art. Smaller rooms and walls can handle smaller pieces, but it's better to fill the space than to leave it looking empty. Let's move on to number four. Generic basic art can make your home look cheap. Art, I think, should always be something that accentuates your home and adds visual interest and makes it look layered and interesting. It adds value for sure, but basic generic art actually has the opposite effect. It makes the whole room look cheap. And if you don't have a lot to spend to get thoughtful, interesting art for your home, don't worry because you can get really great pieces at places like Home Goods, which has some really good options, and even places like Target or discount stores like Ross and Burlington. Although Ross and Burlington, you will have a good share of cheap looking art. But even Amazon is a place to look to find some decent art pieces. Now, in full disclosure, art is very subjective, and everybody has their own opinion about art, and that is perfectly okay. But you do want to look for things that just look very generic and very basic. And as I was researching for this episode, I happened to go on Amazon to take a look at some different art pieces, and I came across one that I did not like at all. And yes, I know art is subjective, but it just has a cheap, low-end feel to it. And I was actually pretty surprised, to an extent, that 3,500 reviews were on this piece of art. And I think the reason why is because it was a good size. It was a cluster of four pieces of art, which can fill a space nicely, but it just looked cheap and mass-produced. The colors were challenging. And my professional designer eye just spotted it as something that just doesn't look high quality. I can link to this in the show notes or put a photo of it in the show notes to give you an idea. But again, with art, we want something that looks high end, that fills the space, and doesn't look mass produced like everybody has it. Let's move on to number five, which is also about art. And this one might sting for some listeners, but again, I'm here to help you. And that is, too much word art makes your home look cheap. Word art and quotes and phrases is so overdone. And I know that might sting to hear it. A small touch here and there is fine if you really like that quote or that phrase. And I even have a quote in my walkthrough pantry that is on a beautiful canvas. It was from one of my higher end vendors. The frame is soft and neutral. It's subtle, so I'm okay with it. But we don't want our homes to look like they were decorated all from Hobby Lobby. Things like giant word decals on walls and signs saying "eat in the kitchen." I don't know about you, but I think we all know that kitchens are for eating. So do we need a sign to tell us that? So gather up your gather signs and put something else up that looks more interesting. Moving on to mistake number six that makes our homes look cheap, and that is basic builder lighting. Now, basic builder lighting just isn't doing your home any favors. Quality lighting is now so much more affordable, and there are so many interesting options that you can choose from that will fit within any budget. I've even spray painted a basic builder chandelier, which completely transformed it and made it look custom. I used a hammered spray paint finish, and it took a cheap brass builder light fixture chandelier and turned it into something that looked a lot more custom. I added some mini shades on it, and it really transformed my dining room years ago when I did this. So you can transform things if it's not in your budget to get something new, but you could literally buy an inexpensive chandelier that looks higher quality than the builder ones from any of your home improvement stores, Amazon, Wayfair, you name it, you can find it. Opt for something with clean lines that looks current to give it a higher end look. Let's keep moving on with things that make our homes look cheap, and that is mismatched flooring. Having consistent flooring makes your home look more cohesive, which makes it look more expensive. Now, it's okay for bathrooms to have a different flooring and mudrooms if you have weather to factor in where you live. But throughout the main parts of your home, it just looks better when the floors flow because it makes everything feel connected. I get that this is the most expensive upgrade or option to work on. in your home. So this one might be something on your list to tackle later because it is a bigger investment, but I promise it will make such a big difference in your home and elevate the look so it doesn't look cheap. Let's move on to number 8, and that is to avoid small rugs. This is something I see quite a bit in photos of investment properties, but also in homes online. Small rugs that are totally out of proportion with the room and to the furniture in the room don't make our rooms look high end. We don't want our rugs to look like a tiny island floating in the middle of the room. And I get that smaller rugs are less expensive and therefore more affordable. But you can actually get a really good looking rug made out of polypropylene for a few hundred dollars, and that will totally update the look in your home. It's more stain resistant, it's pet friendly, and it's really affordable. In my own living room, in my own home, I put an inexpensive Loloy rug. I love their rugs. I think they make really great ones. And I got a 9x13 or 9x12 for just a few hundred dollars straight from Amazon. I didn't want to invest in a very expensive rug because we are a busy family, we do have pets, and so I wanted it to be very durable. And if it's something I want to change up in a few years, I can do that really easily. And the good news is you can get inexpensive rugs at places like Home Depot, Lowe's, Home Goods, Target, Ross, and Burlington. And that way you don't have to spend a lot to get a more expensive look in your home. Let's keep moving on to mistake I see number 9 that makes your home look cheap is plain flat throw pillows. Now, I just did a whole episode on throw pillows that I strongly encourage you to listen to right after this episode as I really dive into this topic and give tips to help you. Because throw pillows are a super easy way to make your home look more expensive, but choosing cheap throw pillows does the exact opposite. We want throw pillows with different textures and patterns because that adds variety and layers in our home. A plain one here or there is fine. But again, like everything we've talked about, we want it in small doses. So go back and listen to episode 50 for all the pillow talk about throw pillows. And I will, of course, put a link to that in the show notes. All right, we are at number 10, if you can believe it. And this will absolutely make your home look cheap and is so easy and inexpensive to change. And it is clutter. It sounds so simple, right? But it makes a huge difference in our homes and on our stress levels. Clutter can really cheapen the look for our home. And so I want you to clean up the stuff and find a place for it. Even if you have kids or pets, we can all set up spaces to maintain things so we aren't overwhelmed by the clutter. Research actually shows that clutter increases our stress hormone, cortisol. And a chronically cluttered home leads to a constant fight or flight mode, which wears on us over time. Mess equals stress, so do what you can to clean up the clutter and lower your stress levels to make your home look way more expensive. Now, creating a home that looks more elevated and expensive is always a good thing. It increases the perceived value of our homes and makes us feel good. And if you own an MTR, which is a midterm rental, or an STR, which is a short-term rental like an Airbnb, it will actually attract guests and lead to more bookings. And if after listening to this, you realized you have some work to do with making your home look more high-end and less cheap, then I encourage you to get on the wait list for one of my design trainings and programs. For my homeowners, I have Room Design Essentials so that you can get professional results in your own home. And for my real estate investors, I'm currently working on a new program to help you design and decorate your property to stop the scroll and get more bookings. To get in on these programs, all you have to do is go to nestorations.com/waitlist to be the first to know when you can get these in your hands and start taking action. This is going to be happening very soon. And with my real estate investors, I'm actually currently bringing people in right now to work on this program with me from the ground up. So again, go to nestorations.com/waitlist and you can be the first to know when it's ready for you. All right, that brings us to the end of another episode. I'll have the link to join the waitlist in the show notes, and it's really the most affordable way to work and learn with me to get professional designer results in your home. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next week. Have an amazing day.